The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin. Good morning, Robin.
We have to change that entry again.
Why?
Because we could say Robin and Alan Ellis and JoJo.
I think we'll be okay.
Now that she's joining us every morning.
JoJo's joining us, yes. We finally determined a name for this little puppy.
It is Jolene, which goes along with Joe, JoJo, or Joey.
Right.
Or Josie.
Yep, go ahead.
Or whichever works for the moment.
Right.
And she went through about four or five names this week. But since she is so enamored with Alan and Alan is so enamored with her, I decided on Jolene because it has that line, "Please don't take my man."
Right. Yeah, the Dolly Parton song. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know what? I'm about to give her back to you. She keeps biting.
Yeah, we are enjoying
teething.
Last week she was so nice and quiet. We first brought her home till about 2 days ago, and she has now all of a sudden say, "Well, I guess this is my house, and I'm going to do what I want."
Yeah, werewolf. Exactly. So, hey, folks, you're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. This is the show where we talk about stuff that takes the stress off your daily lives. Very little politics, a little bit, but not much, but mostly fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we want to talk to you if that's part of the interest in your life, whether you hunt, whether you fish, whether you crab, whether you're a gun owner.
You just look at birds.
If you like to bird watch, kind of. I kind of put the bird watchers in the hikers, bikers, kayakers, backpackers, and bird watchers, but that's me.
But we all share the outdoors.
We do share the outdoors.
But everybody has to share it and has to go both ways.
Okay. Good for you, Robin. Hi, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
I'm
okay. How are you doing?
I was pretty good up till now.
Now, I was talking more about them having to share, too. Everybody can't just take over.
Oh, I know. I understand that. But what the people that do that hiking, biking, backpacking, kayaking, and bird watching need to understand is that the bulk of the public lands here in Maryland were purchased by hunting license dollars. Seriously, Rob.
I understand, but it's public land, and however it was purchased, it needs to be shared.
Okay.
That's all.
But the buyer is usually the one that should have the priority, in my mind. We share the land with others by fees that come from paying for hunting licenses, stamps, and permits. They contribute zip, zero, nada. There's no tax on kayaks. There's no tax on binoculars.
Or mountain bikes.
Or mountain bikes.
There is taxes on binoculars.
Not
state taxes.
Not federal excise taxes. It goes into a fund to help pay for wildlife and fish restoration.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. I am not arguing with you.
It's not an argument.
Hey, look. One that says everybody needs to get along, and all it does is get me in trouble. So
I don't disagree that everybody needs to get along. I don't disagree with that at all. Okay, but the ones that have contributed the most are the ones that get disrespected the most.
Exactly.
See, Robin, Chris agrees with me.
Robin, the day that I got my squirrel, I went to another section of where I was, and there was a mountain biker, and she was completely clueless as to what was going on. And she said, "You mean there's hunting in here?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, "That's why I wear my orange hat, so that way you know." I said, it's not a good idea for you guys to be riding your mountain bikes. But they think they own that piece of area in Frederick where the mountain bike trails were. And it's like, no, there are people here with guns. And, you know, really the best time to come in here in this particular area to ride your mountain bike is on a Sunday because there's not going to be any hunters in here.
Right,
I said the rest of the week.
And I agree with assertions that we all got to get along.
When we used to, I used to hunt the Howard County deer management program, the dates were posted publicly in big signage and so forth for all the developments around there. To all they had to do was check the board. They were putting the paper. They were putting the county, newsletters and all that type of stuff. So that the landowners, the homeowners in around the public land, the county parks where we were hunting, were aware of our hunting dates.
Okay.
Regardless, people would come walking by with their dogs, you know, right under your stand. You're sitting up there in a climbing tree stand and wearing your orange, sitting there with your shotgun, and they come trotting by with their two dogs.
And they take their lives in their own hands. That's their stupidity.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, you can't fix it, but that's okay.
But nobody got
in a shooting war with those people. We were just polite and said, excuse me.
I know all this.
Yeah.
I'm the one that deals with the trolls on Facebook, okay? I know about it.
Very
okay?
similar.
I listen
yeah.
to it.
But
okay?
See, those of us who have the arms are the ones that have to be the most responsible because, you know, we have to watch out for those who
that
are
is correct.
Less intelligent.
That is correct. All I'm saying is they need to respect you all. You all need to respect that they have a right to be there, but you all have to watch out for them, and they have to watch out for you. That's all I'm saying.
That's true, but in their eyes, anybody that has a gun is bad.
I know that, but I don't agree with that, and I don't like people like that. That's the reason I said we all have to get along, and they've got to – everybody can have their opinion, but you can't force your opinion on me, okay?
Nope, I know that.
And
after 5 years.
Yeah. Six, actually.
So.
I'm going to take the dog outside. Okay. I will talk to you both in a minute.
Yeah, you're fine, Robin.
No, I know I'm fine. But honestly, the dog just ate. She has to go outside. And we all have to respect each other's opinions.
So that's your opinion that the dog has to go out. And I respect that. If you want to take her out, I'll stay here And I'm glad you're enjoying your new puppy. I'll stay here and talk with the folks that feel like they should have a chance to call in. I'm going to turn your volume up, but she's not in her headphones, Chris, so
all right, well,
she's taking the dog.
Well, won't make any difference until she gets back and she
right,
starts
exactly.
talking again.
All right. Anyway, if you'd like to call in, we're not giving anything away today. We're just having a show based on your calls. Whatever you'd like to talk about, folks, we'll talk with you. I'm operating from a little bit of a disadvantage here this morning. I had a root canal on Thursday. Tooth pain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, made an appointment. Had the root canal, put the crown on, and there was a lot of cutting above the gum line, which led to a lot of pain after the fact. And the fact that I don't have my antibiotic because it's somewhere between the office of the dentist and the pharmacy, the message got lost somewhere. So I'm dealing with some pain, but we'll get through it as best we can.
And
besides you, yes, I'm glad you said that and I didn't have to. So I thought you were taking the dog out.
I'm trying.
Why are you still here? Oh, the dog knocked over the PetSmart bag. She just wants to see what's in it. Anyway, here we are, finally. The moment has come for you to call. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You know, folks, it's kind of fun not doing this from a studio. When you're in your home, you know, in your back room, and you got your fireplace going, and the dog's running around and that type of thing, it's kind of fun to do this and interact here as you get a little glimpse into our home life here, which is kind of interesting anyway. So here we are, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. More than glad to talk with you about any subject, whether it's hunting, waterfowl, dear. And there's Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, Glenn, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for bailing me out.
Okay, I guess.
How you doing? Doing all right?
Yeah, I guess I'm. Yeah,
all right.
Got up to the show last Saturday.
Was it as much as you'd hoped for?
Well, yeah, it was for what part I got to see.
Yeah, it's a big show. I heard not everybody was able to see, you know, every room, so in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So did you go to the Guides and Outfitters room, the fishing side, the gun side? Where were you?
I guess there was some guy not fitting the where they had the all the ATVs and I did see, I think, one rack of guns. Yeah, I think it was some tail or something there in the brain. And a few others, but I didn't get to see what I really wanted to see. But
what'd you really want to see?
Well, I wanted to see, like some, AR-15s. I thought it'd be some, vendors there had lines and lines of them. I don't know if they say anything like that there or not. I didn't see them. I guess it went down the wrong aisle, I guess.
Oh, it's possible. That show's so big. There's an entire room dedicated to firearms where all the manufacturers are. And had you gotten to that point, I think you might have seen what you were looking for. But, there's a lot of dealers up there, too. There's a lot of independent dealers, a lot of manufacturers and people that have guided trips and, food supplements, deer supplements and equipment and clothing and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's just a giant show for anyone that wants to take time to walk around and look at it. But it takes more than a day if you go up just for a day, so.
Yeah, I've heard somebody before said that to look at it right, it would take actually 2 or 3 days to do it right.
Yep. Back when I lived in Pennsylvania, I worked for a company that part-time that sold kerosene stoves or kerosene, stoves when they were big. And I got to be there all week. And it's quite a giant ordeal to do that, So, yes, sir.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of tourist agencies and a lot of nonprofits and type of stuff too. So,
yep.
Anyway, well, at least you got to get out of the house and get out of Maryland and go up there and enjoy the day.
Got in on some raffles. I haven't really heard from them yet, any of them yet. So,
good luck with that, buddy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, good luck. So, yeah, you never know. You won here a time or two, so it's all good.
Yeah. Okay, catch y'all later. You all take care and drive us home.
All right, buddy. Robin says hey.
All right, okay. I'm back.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, bud.
Right.
See ya. Yep, bye-bye. Okay, so coming up real soon here, March 4th through March 13th. That's a Friday, the 4th through Sunday, March 13th, is Clyde Sports Shop's Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Now, here's what you can do between now and then. Get your reels out, strip all the line off, take those spools into Clyde's, and fill it up with fresh line. Premium monofilament line is half price. Starts at just 1 cent per yard. So bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install the new line, and that's monofilament only, not the braid, not the Power Pro. But you'll find Shakespeare and Fluger rods and reels on sale, including the Ugly Stick. Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President series. Kids combos and fishing kits are all on sale, and all rod and reel combos, all brands of rod and reel combos are on sale at Clyde's Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Now, we really want you to check out this selection of St. Croix fishing rods. St. Croix fishing rods. They have a great selection of these rods. They're some of the best for the money that you can buy. And Clyde's has just about all the models. So don't forget, they have live and frozen bait and minnows and rod repairs and all the terminal tackle you need for any type of fishing in Maryland. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957, open 7 days a week, 242-6108. for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, right up the road here at on Kent Island is Backyard Billy's. And it's been a little chilly here the last few nights and the last few weeks, actually. And Hearth America is another part of Backyard Billy's right there. And if you're looking for a new backyard grill or pellet grill by Traeger, a ceramic smoker grill by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, you'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, the days aren't bad. You can do some cooking outside if you like, but it might be time to replace that old metal beat-up grill. So how about some premium gas logs by Real Fire? You install those in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Then there's gas wall fireplaces. Now, these are pretty cool. You can add that special look to any room. And outside on your deck, a gas fire table. You can see that. They're a distinctive addition to your deck and your backyard. You can see all that stuff at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather that's going to continue for a few more weeks. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge direction. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin, they're singing about you. All right, little George Jones. I like George Jones. Best country song ever, ever sung by an artist was He Stopped Loving Her Today. You know that? Absolutely. Well, Robin is still, whatever she's doing, lost the dog again in this little room. So she's out there exploring. So it's me for now. But, you know, we'll be right here. We'll be right here. Robin, did you find a dog yet?
No, unfortunately. Gotta figure out how to get to her.
Where is she?
By your bear.
How'd she get back by the bear? There she is. She's out. She's out.
Maybe we gotta fix that.
Yeah, you do. Another exciting day in the Ellis household. So, I did pull some stuff off online to talk about today, but maybe there's something that you happen to see you know, online, we'll you'd like to talk about. I do want to say this: we've been measuring some great animals. If you're not looking at bucks, bears, stags, if you're a deer hunter and you're not looking at bucks, bears, stags on the internet or on Facebook, you need to look at that, because everybody's saying, I don't see any deer. I don't, you know, this and that and the other thing. We put a deer on last night that was killed in 2012 by a young man, and was measured. He's now 18. It was measured by Bob Newton, one of our guys, one of our official measures, and it absolutely was a spectacular typical whitetail deer killed in Cecil County. It's now the number 4 typical whitetail taken by a youngster here in Maryland, number 4 that we've measured, of course. You know, that's what I mean. And I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful animal, no question about that. And as you scroll through the pictures, you'll see the different stories and so forth. So it's been fun watching our page grow. Nearly 5,000 people like the page now, and we continue to put deer up every day. We'll be putting a few spectacular Sika deer on here this next couple days. So watch Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. And if you have a deer you want to get it measured, we're going to be measuring at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. That's coming up on March 12th at Martin's West. So you might want to go to the Maryland Bowhunters Society page and pick up your ticket. You can buy your tickets online at Maryland Bowhunter Society. I think it's .org. I'm not sure. I have to take a look at that. But that it's a great banquet. Martin's food is always spectacular. You know, we've been to a number of banquets at the Martin's facilities. And, you know, you'll have a lot of opportunities to win bows and hunting gear and trips and so forth. So, all right. I don't know what you showed me, Robin, but you can tell me. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, Chris wanted to bring that up, that's for sure. Let me talk about bucks, bears. Finish talking about bucks, bears, stags, and then I'll talk about that. So we'll be measuring there. We'll have a number of measures there. And all you do is bring your deer head in, or your mounted deer head from any year, whitetail, Sika deer, your black bear skull. Or if you shot at one recently and it's still at the taxidermist, go to the taxidermist. He'll let you borrow back your own rack, you know, your antlers on the skull plate, and that's all we need to measure it. We do that all the time. So that's the Maryland Bowhunter Society Banquet, March 12th at Martin's West. And if you need more information, just email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So Chris asked a question. What about the Sandy Hook survivors suing Remington? Sandy Hook survivors, the parents and survivors of that horrific shooting, sued Remington. And it looks to me like Remington didn't plead guilty, but they settled the lawsuit for $73 million. To me, it sets a terrible precedent. It really does. Now, this part of Remington is now bankrupt. Remington itself has been sold to another company. And you know, they're trying to come out of the box with some great products and with some, you know, some updates on some of the stuff that they're doing. And you know, there's what you don't know about the outdoors industry, particularly in hunting. There's just a handful of companies that own multitudes of hunting companies. You know, one company will own, you know, tackle manufacturer, gun company, hunting accessory company, you know, scent company. You know, it's just under one umbrella, and it's hard to play that game. It's hard to figure out who owns what anymore. But Remington was bought by one of these groups, and now hopefully they're coming out with some better stuff than they had the last couple of years. But to me, you know, I'm stunned. So if you want to talk about that, we'll be more than willing to talk about that. But now we have Lee in Towson wants to talk about snakeheads. Good morning, Lee. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. Good. It sounds like you're in pain with your teeth. I just had a hernia operation yesterday. So.
Oh, man.
We're all getting glued back together for sure.
Yeah.
The reason I called was you had a young lady last week that was touch base on the snakeheads.
Yeah, very late in the game,
in the
if I recall.
State of Maryland. Well, they're all over the place.
Oh yeah, there's no
they're
stopping.
In a tributary that doesn't have them, and they're not going to be eradicated. Unfortunately, they're here to stay. But we have multiple other species of catfish and nearly all the fish that are in the bay are introduced fish. So the snakeheads are the latest thing, and they're bum rap is their name.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But
their looks don't help either.
Robin
they
just
what?
Said their looks don't help either.
I think they're the cutest ugly fish out there.
The cutest
I like
ugly,
that.
Yeah,
that's how you know what? That's a good marketing.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's very good.
Have
you
all
look a catfish in the face
yet?
Very long either, huh?
Have you eaten them yet?
Yes.
Yes, they're awesome.
I like them more than rockfish. But
so do I.
So
oh,
do
yeah.
We. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. My wife makes a fish cake to die for. But it's interesting because they spawn 3-4 times a year. And each
right.
spawn is up to 10,000 or more little babies. So
that's
no,
true.
And they're cannibals. The interesting thing I found that my daughter was bringing them home, and I'm cleaning them, and there's actually I had some 12-inch snakeheads inside the gullets of the you know these other bigger snakeheads.
Wow,
they eat each other.
Yep. Well, there's not many species that don't. There's not
correct.
Many species that don't.
No.
I mean, pike will do the same thing. Pike will do the same thing.
Yeah.
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 So I mean,
it's just interesting to see. You know, more
one
than
that
one
that big inside of it.
What?
Yeah.
One that
yeah.
big inside of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're fun to catch. It's basically all topwater fishing in the nastiest grassy backwaters you can find. We were in the Patapsco one day back in Bear Creek, all the way back in this mucky stuff. And I said, my daughter, Kayla, I said, I don't know that they'll be back in there. And she's throwing her rubber frog back in there, and we were catching the heck out of them. So they're,
wow.
They like stagnant, ugly water. I mean, some of it was even red tide water.
Wow, never heard that, but that's interesting.
Yes, it was stagnant. I'd rather not talk about it, but it was ugly water.
Yeah.
Reddish water at the back of a cove in Bear Creek, just a small area. I don't know
right.
what the red, you know, the imbalance there, what was causing it, a bloom or something. But
right.
it was, they were in 2 or 3 inches of water. You could
wow.
see them. And, we helped eradicate a couple dozen of them. But,
that's good.
New fish, fun to fish. I'm still chasing my pickerel and stuff. I'm
sure.
Trying to break my old stay record, but
well, I hope you
happen.
Do. Hope you do. I, you know, a couple things you talked about cannibalism. My dad reminded me of a pickerel my dad caught in a lake in New Jersey. It was 28 and a half inches long. It was a nice pickerel.
That's huge.
Yeah, it was a very, very good pickerel. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we ate everything. I mean, we ate pickerel, we ate perch, we ate
mm-hmm.
white perch. And
mm-hmm.
He opened that pickerel up, and there was about a 10-inch pickerel inside.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. Yep. As far as the snakeheads on the eastern shore are concerned, you know, they travel those ditches in high water. You know, all those ditches
yeah.
alongside the road, that's
mm-hmm.
their super highway, man. They come out of the marshes. They go down those creeks. They get into other waterways
tributaries,
and things like that.
Yeah.
Sure. And
yeah,
they also walk.
I got a friend that works the proving grounds, and he says that he just finds a ditch attached to – you know, a tributary coming in there into the Bush River, and they're there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Catching them all the time's a different story, but they're
exactly
they're our new fun fish. So
I don't
think they're gonna. It doesn't seem like they're gonna be a troublesome fish with the other species, and
I guess we'll know down the road. You know, we thought the same thing.
My daughter's actually made a business of taking people out. She's got her guide license now, and she's
good for her.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to engage her services here sometime.
Well, she's on it.
Good. Glad to hear that. So.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Be well. Okay.
What'd you say? Hold on. Hold on. What, Robin? Oh, have your wife send the fish cake recipe.
Well, I will do so.
We'll publish it in the Crab Magazine.
Oh, it's a good cake recipe.
All right, let's try it.
It tastes like crab cake.
Send it on.
Okay.
Send it on. Do you have my email address?
I do not.
It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. Okay,
yep.
Ellis.
All right, buddy.
I would love to see it, even just to make it myself. So.
Yep.
Well, I can get it from my cousin, Jimmy Amrine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jimmy has the – yeah, oh, yeah, you can – yeah, absolutely. Jimmy has my email all the time.
My cousin. All right, now.
All right, man.
Thanks,
Lee. Uh-huh. See you, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Dan, hang on a minute. Dan from Towson wants to talk about the Remington settlement, and we will be more than glad to do that, but we've got to talk about our sponsors here at this stage. 1 second here, as soon as I find out who we've got. Oh, yeah. I was at Spurry Tire. When was I there? Yesterday?
Day before.
Yep, went to Spurry Tire and had a nice talk with Brett and got my lug nuts changed out.
I am so glad.
I am so glad.
That has been driving you crazy.
I'll tell you something. The tire that went flat, the one lug nut on the back tire, it took the turbo wrench, it took a sledgehammer, it took the air, the compressed air driver, it took the battery operated electric driver, it took a screwdriver to get the lug nut out of the wrench. It was a mess. I mean, that's how swollen it was. And
I got it.
After that, it was pretty good. But Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make or model. I was going to try and come up with something like from whatever car starts with a Audi to Z28, you know, something catchy like that. But then I decided not to do it. Yep, any maker model. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Here's the number. Write it down. 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. And here's the phone number, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, guess what's happening this weekend? On Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m., the Winter Sportsman Auction at Russum Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. The catalog is complete. It's online. You can see it. And if you go to the website or go to their Facebook page, you can see when the previews are. There's a preview today, I think, and tomorrow before the sale if you want to go. But take a look at the Facebook page and see the line of firearms on all the tables down through the auction house.
I'm losing my husband on Sunday.
Maybe. There's more than 100 firearms and decoys, some of the coolest decoys. I mean, they've got, some of the top names. If you go on there, you'll recognize them. Artwork and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiquesjuniorsantiques.com and their Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. Highbid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction. And we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Drive a John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
All right. I like the home. That's our theme song, Robin. Yep. Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings. Bird Dog's cool.
Yes, he is.
Cool dude. Yep, no
he's,
question.
He's had a couple little grandbabies lately, too.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he
yeah,
has.
We saw him at the restaurant. He played for that fishing tournament that we talked about last year. Let's talk to Dan in Towson. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Robin.
Hey, Dan.
How are you? I'm well. Wanted to talk about Remington. The reporting that's been going out there is very misleading.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, Remington no longer exists as a corporate entity.
Right.
It is in bankruptcy, and they didn't settle the lawsuit. Their insurance companies, it was a group of several insurance companies, settled the lawsuit on their own. Had Remington still been existent, at least the version of it that was involved with the particular rifle that Lance used, they'd have probably never settled.
Oh, I agree.
Because the complaint that the suit was based on something that they simply could not prove.
Correct.
Lance did not, first off, Remington did not market the gun in a way that would inspire people to go out and shoot people.
Right.
And there was no evidence of that whatsoever. Secondly, Lance didn't buy the gun. His mother did. Right. And so the case was very, very weak. It was tried in a Connecticut court simply because they knew that it would never get see the light of day in a federal court. So I know the reporting that I saw on it was very, very misleading. It gave people the impression that Remington had admitted guilt.
Right.
And that simply was not the case because there was no guilt involved.
Dan, I greatly appreciate this call. I really do. Setting our listeners straight, I really do.
Yeah, because not that yes, I would sir. Be surprised there would be.
Happy to be of service.
Absolutely. You know, I've been kind of messed up all week here and didn't really, you know, when the news came out, I didn't really dig into it, and I'm certainly glad that you did. I just kind of put the announcement out there to get some feedback,
and
you gave the correct feedback, and we really appreciate that. So,
well, for the benefit of your listeners, a website, ammoland.com,
okay,
has a daily newsletter.
Okay.
That has information on all this sort of thing, legal cases, something that gun owners should come up with or keep up with.
All right. I think I'll just subscribe to that today, ammoland.com.
Right. And it features not only local cases, state by state, and what's happening with them, but also federal cases.
Perfect.
In addition with, you know, promoting new products and that sort of thing.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, that's how they make their money, for sure.
Right, but it's very informative, and any gun owner or hunter really would benefit by keeping up with it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You've been a wealth of information.
You're welcome.
You got it, buddy. Thanks again.
Have a super day.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, bud. Thank you. Bye-bye. Robin, did you look up the catalog of everything that's going on at jrsantiques.com?
No, I did not.
Well, take a look and see if there's anything you're interested in case I have to go up there. I mean,
have to go up there. He's been talking about going all week. I don't
know
why he's at
this point. There's got to be some kind of firearm that you're interested in.
JR Antiques?
JRSantiques.com. So yesterday, I made an unusual purchase. A friend had a collection. Her father and mother both passed away. She had a collection of cap guns.
Oh, this I'm excited about.
1950s era cap guns. Most of them, if not all, were Hubleys. And the Hubley company made a lot of these, pot metal cap guns. But they had a whole series of cap guns. Kit Carson, was it Gene Autry? Was that one of them? Kit Carson, Gene Autry, Texan Junior, Western.
It was Kit Carson, Gene Autry, yeah.
Yeah, And then, you know, but I think we bought what? 11, 12 of them, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there of those.
It was Texan and Texan Junior.
Yep, and yes. Western, if I recall. There's one called
Star.
Western.
And, oh, there's that little snub-nosed revolver.
The little trooper, yeah. But anyway, we bought them, and just kind of, it's something that takes us back to our childhood. You know, I grew up, I was born in 54 and was running the streets by about 1957 in our little neighborhood in Altoona. And, you know, baseball cards, riding a bike, cap guns. That type of thing. It was all part of my early childhood. Didn't leave there till I was 6 years old, but I'd been by that time ruined. And I remember having what was called a Fanner 50, and I can't remember what TV show hero had this revolver that he would hold the trigger down and fan the hammer back and forth. And it would fire every time he fanned it. And I had a set of the Fanner 50, cap guns, which were pretty cool. And if I could ever find that set, I would certainly be interested in that. But it kind of renewed a lot of old memories from the old neighborhood back in Toonatown. So we bought them and we looked them up. And, you know, they're collectible, but I wouldn't say they're extremely valuable. Would you, Robin?
No, but they were. It doesn't matter to me. What I want to do is save some and, you know, get the rest cleaned up and give to Jameson when he gets a little older.
If we can find caps.
I they're on their way. Who? I am the queen of Google.
Yes, you are. I know.
But it took me a while.
What I'd like.
And it took me a long while to find somebody who didn't ship it for an outrageous price, I guess, because it has gunpowder in it.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. So, but I did.
Good. Well, I'd like to build a display box for them.
That's fine.
You know.
That's fine, but we got.
Now, the owner had boards with pegs at the appropriate places, but they were all pulled off the boards. The boards could have come with them if I'd have wanted them, but I think we'll be able to figure out how to display them on our own, I hope. So, but very interesting. So,
One of my favorite with the holster with the two little minis in it.
Yep.
I mean, these things are so cool. I really got excited about.
Yeah, I mean, they
said,
have
do
the
you want any cap guns? I said I want them all.
Yep, they had a lever on the side which breaks the gun, and you know other ones you just broke, and the other some of them had levers and different buttons that you would press to release the, you know, the break action, so you could put the roller caps in there. Some of them had little fans in there, I guess a little turbine like thing in there to make the sound louder or make the smoke go faster. So I don't know. We haven't got them all figured out yet, but pretty excited about them. So. You know, but it was fun. It's fun looking at them, looking them up, and so forth. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well, speaking of that, collectibles and guns and things like that, the Winter Sportsman's Auction is tomorrow, February 20, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or bid online. The catalog's available. And you can view everything that's in the catalog. It will be on the auction, of course, over 100 firearms at least. Many, many, many decoys. Madison Mitchell and Schauber and a couple of, you know, Jobes and names that you would recognize if you're in the decoy business. And all manner of related items will be on the auction block. So Russum's auction information at jrsantiques.com. Did you find it yet?
No.
Or their Facebook page, or you can use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. A company called HiBid, HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman auctions on the Eastern Shore, located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction. Don't forget, if you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use, you can put it back into action by visiting Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Rather than just sucking the heat out of the room, you can install a gas fireplace insert or have Backyard Billy's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's install gas fireplace insert and put that old hole in the wall to good use. Robin and I invested in Enviro EX35. That's the model. Enviro brand EX35. And we love it. It's got the remote control. We enjoy the convenience of sitting here and being able to turn the heat on and off, turn the heat up, turn the heat down, turn the light on, turn the blower on, turn the blower off. It's amazing. And we love it. We love it. And it was installed by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And they followed up and provided some service after the fact, and they installed the whole thing. We love it. We love it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. So you might want to check those lines out while the weather's still cold. Get your installation set up and enjoy your living room, great room, back room, den, whatever, with a fireplace that actually provides heat into the room. Then, while you're there, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, if you like, from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, a pellet grill from Traeger. You can get a ceramic grill smoker from, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Stop in the showroom soon so you'll be ready. Visit Backyard Billy's or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Wes in Westminster. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How you doing?
Good. How was your deer season? How was your deer season?
You know, a bust. I lined up working through most of it, you know, but I did get to take my grandson out. And,
that's good.
But, you know, I mean, we saw very little. We saw one doe way on the other side of a pasture. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was excited, you know.
That's all that matters.
Was to him.
Yep.
But anyway, you were talking about your cap gun.
Yeah, buddy.
I build custom furniture. I would love to build you a display.
You
I'd
would.
I'd be honored to build it for you.
Wesley,
let's get
that's...
together and talk about your dimensions, and I will definitely get... I have built many displays.
I will tell you what. I don't know if I have your phone number currently. I'm sure you've been in all the contests and so forth, but...
Yeah, you have it. I'm sure you got it.
Well, when we hang up, though... just leave your name or number with Chris, if you don't mind. He'll pick you back up.
Okay.
And I will give you a call, and we'll get together next time I'm in Westminster. I'll bring these things, and you can look at them, and you can measure them yourself if you want, and see what your best option would be.
That'll be great. That'll be great. Now, let's work something out. We'll get together, and, yeah, I'd love to do that.
That's really great.
That's perfect, man. I really appreciate that. So, cool. Cool, cool. Right, well, I might have another project for you, too.
Work.
What's
I
that?
I got to get into work.
So. Oh, get going, buddy. Have a great day.
You guys do as well.
Thank you so much for your offer. We appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. How about that?
That's great. And you have a couple things you might be able to get him hire him to do. You
yeah,
know that?
Exactly. Hey, Chris, do we have time for another caller?
Well, the music's going to start in seconds.
Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe, enjoy your family, enjoy this beautiful day.